Let's be on our feet as we pray the blood of Jesus this morning. Let's be on our feet. Let's be on our feet. Rise up. Let's be on our feet. Let's plead the blood of Jesus. Plead the blood of Jesus over yourself, over your household, over your work, over your health. When we hear of these dangerous diseases going around, coronavirus or coronavirus, the impression many of us think is that it can never come near us. Brother, it is spreading like wildfire. Don't ever mind the propaganda coming out of China. Just plead the blood of Jesus this morning. For the Lord says, these diseases of the Egyptians shall not come near us. Ask God to remember you this morning. Father, remember me. Remember my household. Let me not sorrow. Let them not sorrow over me. I will come. I will roll for you. I will dance for you because of the testimonies that I will give. For you will remember me. In the name of Jesus. God of remembrance. You will remember me, Lord. In the name that's above every other name, you will remember me. Change my situation. Touch me, Lord. I want to experience your touch this morning. Thank you, my Father. Father, we thank you for the testimonies of your children. You put the roof over your daughter. You did not put her to shame. Father, for your daughter, you know what you have done for her. That was why she came rolling. She believes in you that you will do it. And I thank you, I know that you will do it. You added another daughter, another year to the life of your daughter. What a merciful God you are. She's not dead. She's kicking. She's looking fresh and beautiful because of your glory. For your son, O Lord, all those things that you have started in his life, you will complete. Your glory in his life will never turn to shame. Father, we want to thank you this morning. Because you are God. Let your word come with power. Let it come with anointing. Father, touch every stony heart this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless every one of us that is here this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. We rebuke every spirit of buying and selling that will not allow the word to sink into our mind. Father, that spirit is banished in our lives this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I pray that I will speak of your word. I will not speak of myself. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Tell your neighbor you are remembered. In the mighty name of Jesus. Exodus chapter 2, we read from 23 to 25. And the title is a very short message. We should be off here by 12 noon by the grace of God. Because I don't want people to be sleeping when the word is going on. Just take it small, meditate upon it, and be blessed. When God remembers you. Exodus chapter 2, 23 to 25. Exodus chapter 2, 23 to 25. Now it happened in the process of time that the king of Egypt died. Then the children of Israel groaned because of the bondage, and they cried out. And their cry came up to God because of the bondage. So God heard their groans, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. And God looked upon the children of Israel, and God acknowledged them. Praise the Lord. Another version says, and God looked upon the children of Israel, and God had respect unto them. God will have respect unto your request in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Is there anything that you have been trusting God for? You have been crying to God. This morning, God will have respect unto you, unto that request in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Our God will acknowledge unto them in the mighty name of Jesus. As human beings, We are very limited in knowledge. We are very limited in retention of knowledge. We forget things so quickly we cannot explain why. You know, in fact, nowadays, if I'm holding a pen and I'm going to use it again and I put it on the table, I have to tell myself twice, don't start looking for this pen. See where you put it. That's when I remember when I need it. If somebody gives me a paper and I need to use that paper again, I have to tell myself twice, look, oh, this paper is under this drawer. Don't tell me you don't see it when you need it. Because that is the problem. I will get something now without leaving that environment. Without leaving that environment, maybe I just from the room straight into the bathroom. I'll be looking for my phone. I used this phone before I left, so it cannot be outside. I will be telling myself. The phone cannot be outside. I used it before I went to the bathroom now. So where is it? Look around. I won't know where I put it. But God is not like that. Sometimes we can't even remember what we ate yesterday. And because of thousands of images passed through our eyes daily, you know, we can't remember certain things we saw the previous day. But God is the exact opposite of us in this domain. He remembers everything and God forgets nothing. So when the Bible says God remembers, what does it mean? Exodus chapter 2, verse 24. God heard their groanings and he remembered his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You know, Israel was in slavery for 430 years. You know, they were to use 400 years. But somebody, one analyst said, because they forgot God, because nobody was praying, they spent extra 30 years. It's possible. I agree with that exposition. So does it mean that God forgot them all these years? That his people were not, when Israel were in Egypt, and then God just forget them? I don't think so. This was not the only time that they would have been groaning. Therefore, the entire time of their slavery, you know, groaning unto the Lord. I'm sure few of them will be going back, rehearsing the history that they have had, if it is not written down. But God said he's going to bring us to this place for this number of years. Okay, number of years is one. But I'm sure when the 400 years eventually passed and nothing was happening, some of them, you know, would have been groaning. So does it mean that God did not hear them all these years? I don't think so. God heard them. Why? Because God is omnipresent. God is omniscient. You know. So nothing happens behind him. There's no word uttered by anyone in any country and in any location that he's not aware of. Jesus Christ told us on Sermon on the Mount that even the hairs on our head are numbered. And then he also told us that one of these balls that the Jews usually use for atonement, if they are not unable to afford a ram or a goat, isn't it a turtle? He said, how much is one sold? You know, maybe that time a farthing. Maybe let's say he died. He said, but none of them died without God knowing. Can you imagine that? So even the thoughts of our mind that are not uttered out are known by God. What we are thinking about, God knows it. So how could someone remember what he did not forget? To understand this, now let us see what happened. Each time God remembers someone in the Bible. Genesis 30:22-23. Let's see what happened when God remembers anyone. The Bible says, and God remembered Rachel. Then what happened when he remembered Rachel? He listened to her and enabled her to conceive. She became pregnant and gave back to his son and said, God has taken away my disgrace. God will take away your disgrace. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. So you can see what happened in the life of Rachel. We all know that Rachel was the one that Jacob actually fell in love with. But the father-in-law played some 419 on him, you know, and then he started all over again. To get Rachel, because of the law, he served another 14 years, another 7 years. And he served the man for another 6 years or so. Because by the time he was leaving Laban's house, he has already served Laban for 20 solid years. Praise the Lord. Leah was giving birth. Children were coming from left and right. And Rachel became very angry. But the Bible says, God will never forget, remember, sir. God will remember you in the mighty name of Jesus. Similarly, if you look at 1 Samuel 1:19, God also remembers somebody there. Genesis 1:19. The Bible says, God remembered Noah and all the wild animals and the livestock that were with him in the ark. And he sent a wind over the ark, and the waters receded. All the waters of your life will recede in the mighty name of Jesus. All those problems that you think can never be overcome, you overcome them beautifully in the mighty name of Jesus. The only thing is that with human beings, most times we remember something, we just say, oh, I remember. And that's the end. With God, each time he remembers something, something always happened. Fortunately, each time he remembers his children, miracles also always follow. Imagine a slavery of 430 years. This was more than an institution. Spanning generations of people considered the norm. So, generations upon generations of Israelites in Egypt, they've considered it as a norm that we are here as what? As slaves. Just as many of us, we consider ourselves as, we are here as migrants. We can never get a good job. We can never do this. We can never do that. But when God remembers you, he can put you in the White House. Amen? It is possible. God will remember me in the mighty name of Jesus. When God heard the cry of his people and remember his covenant with their great grandparents, the unimaginable happened. God showed power to mighty Pharaoh, kill all the firstborns of Egypt, destroy all his armies as a reward for his stubbornness, even parted the Red Sea and made his people cross in the dry land. And what was the result? Israel, unbelievably, became a free people. Praise the Lord. God will remember somebody this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, let's see some examples in the New Testament. John chapter 5:5-11. The man by the pool of Bethsaida, who had an infirmity for 38 solid years, and has been always at that pool, you know, time without number, but no hope of healing was coming. And that day, when God remembered him, Jesus was passing by. Jesus decided to pass through that pool. And if you read that passage, there was a question Jesus asked. Do you want to be made well? Jesus asked him. What was his response? Say, I have no man. Sir, I have no man. And we all know the results. Well, some people might say, this was just a coincidence. But I want to believe it is not. It's just because God remembered him. Why? Because he was not the only sick person in that place. No any other healing was recorded except that man. So that means it was just time for him to be healed. 38 solid years of infirmity. And God came up and he was available. And God remembered him. God will remember you because you are here this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. I don't know whether you have lost hope thinking that, I have been forgotten by God. I have prayed. I have fasted. I have been crying for help. I have good news for you. God never forgets anyone. God will never forget you. When God remembers someone, it only means that his plan has reached the person. And don't you ever think that God will be late because you will be too old by the time it's your own turn. No. Never. When God remembered Job, remember? His later days were far greater than his beginning. And that is to tell you this morning that God is never late. The time he delivers his promise to you is the best time for you to enjoy that promise. Amen? Amen. God is never late. You might be praying and praying and praying, but the time he brings answer is the best time he wants you to enjoy that thing. And you will enjoy it beautifully in the mighty name of Jesus. Many of us have been by the pool of Bethesda for a long time. And now, it's not the time to give up because God is heading your way shortly in the mighty name of Jesus. When God remembered Hannah, she gave back to a son who will never be forgotten as long as the heart remains. That son became a kingmaker in Israel. I'm assuring you this morning, your own child is coming in the mighty name of Jesus. When God remembers a pauper, he rises to become so wealthy that everyone is asking questions. The authorities, EFCC and so on, CIA, they may even be secretly investigating him to check if he's stealing or if he's laundering money. Let Pastor Edipo come and tell you a story. It's because God remembers him. I was listening to Pastor Daddy Gio recently, and he was talking about how God can remember somebody. He said he doesn't like to boast. It's not that he's boasting. That today, at the University of Lagos, he has 3 of their degrees. Because what? God remembers him. Somebody who did not have a shoe on until he was 18 or so. He said, but at the time, he was the first to have the master's degree in mathematics of the University of Lagos. He was the first to have a PhD in mathematics of the University of Lagos. He said, today, he holds 3 degrees from the University of Lagos. He worked hard for 2, and they dash him 1. Praise the Lord. Because God remembers him. Now, when you look at contemporary life, let's look at the Redeemed Christian Church of God. I mentioned it during the workers' meeting this morning. When the church started in 1952, up to 1970, up to 1981, slow-growing tribal church, only within the western region of Nigeria, with about 39 parishes, I think, not up to 200, 39 parishes. Do you know their nickname? The Wailing Church, Ijoelekun, the church that always cried. He said they don't beat drums, they don't. No, last week I regarded as a sin. Drum is a sin, tambourine, I don't know. Don't touch it. And then they will come to service after the word. They don't even share the grace. After the word, you kneel down, you pray, you begin to cry. When you know you have finished crying, then you can go home. Yeah. Is that offering? No. If God lays it in your hand, just there's a box at the back, just drop whatever. And the church was walloping in its poverty. May you never be poor in the mighty name of Jesus. But when God remembered the church in 1981, he changed his scheme. How many of the contemporary degree holders will come to a church and the next thing is to see you in a dusty, rusty environment and we want to join you? That was why the idea of model parish came into, pastor. But these people that are coming, we have to give them the music they love. We have to give them the type of prayer points that they want. We have to preach good tidings unto them. Today, look at the turnaround. In over 196 countries, if not more than that, God will remember you in the mighty name of Jesus. You may live in a remote village and think no one knows you. You know, but God will remember you.
Amen.
Let me tell you a story that I heard from a pastor. Said there was a local girl who was roaming the street with a tray on her head, selling little things to random people, you know, anybody he sees. She couldn't even speak English, which is the official language of Nigeria. But one day, one company saw her and said, this could be a model. I don't know whether we remember the story. Something, something, you need bread. God bless you. I didn't even know about it until this pastor was telling me about it. And that was it. Her life never remained the same again. Why? God remembered her. She was later featured on international TV, speaking so raw, our local language, that people laughed at her. No. My brethren, you are not forgotten. God knows your name. His plan is ticking towards your direction and to your turn to be remembered in the mighty name of Jesus. I want us to rise up this morning. I won't spend more than my time. I wanted to spend just 15 minutes. Let's be on our feet. Father, it is my time. Remember me. Open the book of remembrance concerning me. I have struggled for too long. Remember me, Lord. What are those things? Talk to God this morning. I have been in this country. I can count the number of years. My papers are not here yet. God remembers you this morning. I've been in this country. I don't even have a house, a roof over my head. I've been paying rent all these days. Look, God is remembering you. Are you trusting God for the fruit of the womb? God is remembering you. When God remembered House of Glory, he took us away from the basement. Members of the public who heard about it said, how will they maintain that building? Yes, I overheard it severally. But look at what God has done in our lives today. We have never had cause to borrow money. Instead, it has been one improvement to the other. But this improvement must not just be in the physical aspect of the church alone. It must also reflect in our lives as children of God. Father, remember me. Father, open the book of remembrance concerning me today. Remember me. Give me peace. Give me peace. In the name that's above every other name, Father, remember me. Remember your church. Bless me and keep me. Make your face to shine upon me. Father, be gracious unto me. Lift up your countenance upon me. Give me peace. Every time I come before you, Lord, let it not be in vain. Remember my family. Remember my siblings. Remember every worker in House of Glory. Father, remember your congregation. Everyone that has ever stepped his feet up onto the floor of this church, Father, remember them today. Thank you, my Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. We are going to rededicate our life unto Christ this morning. I was going to pray after me. Father, accept me. Accept me, O Lord. I want to come. I come to you as my personal Lord and Savior. Do not reject me. Go ahead, talk to God. Write my name in the book of life. Once your name is there, God will remember you. It is when we are not in His on His by His side. It is when we are contrary to Him, when we are languishing outside, when we are cast out, that is when He cannot remember us. But when we remain His children, when we have Christ living in us, the Lord remembers us. Thank you, my Father, for remembering me. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. We want to pray for your neighbor. Tell God, Father, this is my neighbor. Remember him. Remember her. Go ahead and talk to God.
In the name of Jesus, Father, remember me, remember my neighbor, remember everyone around my life, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, O Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Brethren, let us quickly stretch forth our hands to the man of God and pray that Lord God Almighty should replenish back unto his life every virtue that has gone out of him in the course of giving the word, that God Almighty should return back unto him in manifold, million folds, anointing to speak his word more and more. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, God Almighty, we replenish back unto you in million folds the anointing that you have used this morning. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord will remember you for good. The Lord will remember your family. The Lord will remember your ministry and enlarge your coast. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, as God used you this morning, you will never become an old instrument in his hands. He will use you more and more for his good work. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord will answer your prayers. He will remember you and give you testimonies. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that his anointing upon your life will not become ridicule. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you, mighty God. Father, we give you praise for your word of this morning. We pray, O Lord God Almighty, that let there be implementation of thy word in our lives. Let there be fulfillment of your word in our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the word of this morning turn to testimonies in our lives. Remember us for good, O Lord God Almighty. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, O Lord, we give you our praise, O Lord. Thank you, mighty God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.